The proposal calls for using 10 parcels in the colony for employee housing, a maintenance facility, and an HOA lodge with recreational amenities. Dickey told KPCW that they thought some elements of the plan were worthy.
Employee housing is a benefit, and HOA private maintenance facilities are a benefit. So getting plows and saw trucks off the road and into the development is important. The staff report and in the discussion among the commission, you know, we talked about, can you sort of slice and dice the recommendation, for lack of a better word, say private on-mountain facility, private club for the colony in within the resort doesn't really meet the intent of the colony spa, but certainly some of those other provisions could.
He said they voted based on the applicant's request for a decision.
The applicant was very clear, you know, the colony coming to us said, this is one project. This is a list of items that we want to do. We're looking for an up and down vote. We don't want approvals and denials of specific pieces. And I think, you know, at some point you have to respect the request from the applicant themselves. It's a one cohesive project, and we gave them the up or down decision that they wanted. And clearly there were some things that the commissioner was uncomfortable with, and so that turned into a down.
Snyderville Planning Chairman Ryan Dickey. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.